It's now 2 o'clock. You're listening to Observer Radio News. Kelsey Chang here with Charlotte Poon, Ryan Chatterjee, and Kate Lam. In the weather, it's now 2 degrees and very rainy outside our East York studio. Temperatures are expected to be above 10 degrees for the rest of the week. And it looks like we're expecting some more rain, too. Now, here are the headlines. Former Senator Mike Duffy fraud trial continues today. Additional budget cuts from the Toronto Catholic District School Board. And lots of people in pink today celebrating the International Day of Pink Against Bullying. Now to our top story. Today at the Mike Duffy trial, a former Senate law clerk testifies on senators' expense rules after the Crown prosecutor and Duffy's defense lawyer laid out their cases yesterday in Ottawa. The suspended Conservative senator from Prince Edward Island pleaded not guilty to 31 counts of fraud, breach of trust, and bribery. Duffy was questioned yesterday over his expense claims, starting with the first claim he made in 2008 before his official appointment. The center of the case lies within one count of bribery over a $90,000 payment. Duffy received a check from Nigel Wright, Prime Minister Stephen Harper's former chief of staff, to pay back his expenses. Duffy's lawyer, Donald Bain, said it was a scheme. He argued that there was an alleged conspiracy by Nigel Wright. Harper has confirmed that he will not testify. Two teenagers have been charged after a disturbing video showed a teenage girl lying on the sidewalk in Brampton, unconscious. The 15-year-old told Peel Region Police that she was arguing with a group of friends. She didn't remember the rest, but the video showed a man lifting her off her feet before slamming her onto the ground. Trustees of the Toronto Catholic District School Board have approved an additional $2.7 million in cuts last night. Items to slash include textbooks, IT services, free parking, and human resources. The school board was originally almost $35 million in deficit, and now they have eliminated roughly $30 million. With about $5 million in short, the board will submit their final budget to the Ministry of Education by the end of June. Today, wearing pink might not just be a fashion choice. To be exact, 9.4 million Canadians are wearing pink today to support the International Day of Pink. The campaign aims to raise awareness against bullying and homophobia. The event started in Nova Scotia with Davis Shepherd and Travis Price when they saw a student bullied for wearing pink at their high school. The next day, everyone showed up in pink to support him. Since then, every year in April, second Wednesday is the day to celebrate diversity across Canada. And that's latest news. Here's Charlotte with more sports.
Thank you, Kelsey, and hi, everyone. Toronto Maple Leafs Phil Kessel's reign as top goal scorer is most likely over. Kessel will likely see the end of his five-year reign as Toronto's leading goal producer in hockey for his lowest total of goals since his formative years in Boston. Kessel remains without a goal for the past 10 games. He made a move and went backhand up during a match 14 game against Vancouver's Eddie Lack when everyone expected him to shoot for a penalty shot. Toronto Maple Leafs' Peter Holland scored the winning goal in the seventh round of the overtime shootout against Ottawa Senators goaltender Andrew Hammond, 3-2. The Leafs' Geoffrey Lapoe and James Van Riemsdyk scored in regulation. Jonathan Bernier had 43 saves through overtime. Despite the loss, the Ottawa Senators host Pittsburgh yesterday night. Raptors Kyle Lowry has been easing himself back to practice since Monday, recovering from a sore back that had dragged him down since March 18. Amir Johnson was unable to turn up for practice after he injured his ankle during Friday night's loss to the Nets. The Raptors might have to play without the two this week. The 45-32 Raptors will hit the road for four games starting tonight against the Hornets. We will come back with more on sports with Ryan after the break.
Cool, thirst quenching, everything you could want in a pop. Pepsi is the drink that keeps you going. When you're having bad day, good day, actually any kind of day, you don't need an excuse. Refreshing and delicious. Pepsi, you know you want it.
Midsummer 2015, the TTC's new fleet of streetcars will be launched on the Bathurst, Harbourfront, and Dundas line. With ticket dispensers Presto machines from front to back, you can hop on and off quickly through any door. TTC, working to bring Toronto the quality transit it deserves. Next stop, a faster commute.
Hello everyone. The Leafs play tonight at 7:30 against the Columbus Blue Jackets in Ohio. This is the Leafs' last chance to be victorious in their playoff series. Tonight's game will be a challenge since the Blue Jackets have won four straight games at home. The Raptors will likely have one less player at their game tonight against the Charlotte Hornets in North Carolina. Their guard, Kyle Lowry's participation yesterday was limited in practice for the second day in a row. Lowry has been experiencing back spasms and, as a result, missed the last six games. The Blue Jays pitcher, R.A. Dickey, hopes for a better start to the season this time around. Dickey told the Toronto Sun that it's no secret that he has started off poorly the last 2 years. Dickey trained extra hard before the season began to reverse this trend. The Jays play against the Yankees tonight at 7 o'clock in New York. Tiger Woods opens the Masters in Augusta, Georgia with Jimmy Walker and Jamie Donaldson. Walker ranks number 10 in the world. As for Donaldson, he won the Ryder Cup last fall in Scotland. They will all play after 1:30 in the afternoon tomorrow. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us because Kay will have the buzz in entertainment.
Thanks, Ryan. Now in entertainment. Canadian pianist Stuart Goodyear says his dreams were shattered when the Toronto Symphony Orchestra canceled his performance. Goodyear was set to replace Ukrainian-born pianist Valentina Lisitsa after she was dropped by the TSO. Lisitsa was removed from the lineup after she tweeted controversial comments on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. TSO President Jeff Mallinson says the Ukrainian used her influence to incite hatred. In comedy news, Russell Peters is not only a comedian, but a prankster. Russell Peters accused incoming Daily Show host Trevor Noah of being a thief earlier. Today, he says the comment was a prank. In a Channel News Asia interview, Peters accused Noah of stealing jokes from him and other comedians. Among those is South African comedian David Kao. Kao made similar comments in 2013. Noah refuted those accusations and said that nobody owned comedy, nobody owned an idea. That's all from me. Now let's send it back to Kelsey for the wrap.
Thanks, Kay. That's the news for now. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of us, all of us here at Observer Radio News, thank you for listening and have a great afternoon.